This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Theresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, last name Biggs, B-I-G-G-S. Her date of birth is July 14, 1969. Patient seen for Christy Gibson and for Dr. Sears. Christy Gibson, nurse practitioner, and for Dr. Sears. Sorry, Christy Gibson, PA-C, and Dr. Sears, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears and Dr. Gibson, thank you for this referral. This 55-year-old female smokes one pack per day for 30-plus years. Alcohol socially, denies any drug allergies. She's here because she has elevated hemoglobin, noted for last several years. Past medical history, she has diabetes. She's on metformin, 1,000 milligram BID and Ozempic once weekly. She also takes levothyroxines since she has hypothyroidism following radioiodine treatment for thyrotoxicosis in the past. Also, she had a hysterectomy several years ago. She has two children. Review of system, she complains of occasional shortness of breath or exertion. Her lab, her recent CBC, WBC count was 11.4, hemoglobin 16.6, hematocrit 50.7. Her platelets were normal at 265. A1C, hemoglobin A1C was 7.0. New paragraph, physical exam, she is 5 feet 10 inch tall, weighing 206, blood pressure 121 over 83. She is normocephalic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, polycythemia, rule out P. vera. Diagnosis 2, diabetes mellitus. New paragraph recommendations. We will draw the blood to check CBC, CMP, and erythropoietin level. We also will ask her to donate the blood periodically. At some point, we'll run next gen sequencing test to rule in or rule out polycythemia and myeloproliferative disorder, especially looking for JAK mutation. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Theresa Biggs, B-I-G-G-S. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.